Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddammit. It is time. Let's talk. We got a lot of shit to talk about. What is too old? When will it be old news that 2 + 2 = 4? When will it be old news that a straight line measures 180 degrees? I'm saying, when will a right angle not be 90 degrees? When will an isosceles not be 60-60-60? Because I've been getting people, especially this last motherfucker, really got under my skin, saying this has to be some real mama's boys, or what kind of mama's boys listen to an 80-year-old drug addict. He could be talking about me smoking weed. I don't know what the fuck this motherfucker talking about. But what I'm talking about is, okay, I am damn near 80, but all I tell you is the truth. And I'm just wondering, when are you too old to tell the truth? When is the truth too old to tell? I mean, this is war. Do you guys even realize what war is? Most people see war as a battle between foes. One of them wins, one of them loses. That, my friends, is not war. That is the outcome of war. War is a series of battles that's on a continuous basis won or lost on the battlefield. Now, if you're a great commander, you're going to make sure that your troops celebrate every goddamn victory and honor those who gave their all in you getting this goddamn victory. So what I'm saying is, I get that as far as a lot of dudes hit me and tell me how much they're winning with, you know, the philosophical change they're making in their lives fucking with me. But everyone don't want to concede that the war is not over, but we're winning. Most times life or death, that's what war is. The war we're in is not necessarily a life or death type of war for us physically. But excuse me, I got to drink some water. But it still is war. And there will be casualties on both sides. You're going to allow time to pass until all these things I'm doing is over, or my life is over. Then you're going to ask, why didn't I jump on that goddamn shit while Rosebud was pushing it? I'm just saying that you guys wait until the last moment. And then you want to know if there's any way I can get some of Rosebud stuff. I hope my daughter's sharp enough to sell the shit. But what I'm saying is, why wait till I'm gone to want it? I know I said I ain't gonna have no sales. You never see another motherfucking sale. But that's really the sale that you ain't gonna see, the one I'm talking about. But I got something new. and this is because motherfuckers, I didn't have more than one person tell me, you old motherfucker, why are you still doing this shit? I didn't have more than one person tell me that shit. But right now, check this out. any video on my site, course or, well, I don't know specifically, but just about any video on my goddamn site, I don't care what it is, $7. Seven motherfucking dollars. I don't care what it is, $7. Now, there's no tools are involved in that, and no course is involved in that, but all the videos are involved in that. And that's going to be going on for, I don't know, a little while. I'll tell you when it's over. But what I'm saying is I want a whole bunch of motherfuckers to get my shit to see. Yes, I am 70. But what I'm telling you about is the truth. What if you never fucking heard it? You think you're going to hear it? If I'm not telling it to you? Man, come on, man. I just... said I would never do it again, but I kind of want to thank the ones that's faithful enough to listen. And if you want to, you can be blessed with this. This is not a sale. This is a gift that I'm giving you. But it's probably, I'm serious, maybe the absolute last time you see any of this shit from me. Because I don't think I should give it up on a sale basis. I mean, think about it. I don't know why you guys are so slow, but do you ever think about who do you talk to every day? Do you ever think about that? You let the Muslims and people that promote that kind of eating good shit tell you you are what you eat. So if that is the case, why aren't you who you hang out with? Or who you talk to every day. I rarely speak to Beta or Charlie people. I mean, I certainly don't fellowship with them. And then you get to dealing, the only ones you do fuck with, me, is broads. And then, you know, they have such ways of covering up their reality that you have to be with them a while before you discover who they are, if that's the case. But what I'm saying is this, my fellas and I, we shoot the shit. We joke around. But what we don't do is support any bullshit. If either of us brought some bullshit to the conversation, it's going to get smashed by any one of my partners. It ain't going to have to be me. And I don't know why you don't, but why don't you understand, unless you hang out with the real deal, you're hanging out with fakes. That's all it is to it. You got to take this shit seriously. And you got to realize you need to stop hanging around with these motherfucking cake-ass men, you know, unless you're a baker. Resources. I'm saying, do you realize what a resource is? And if you do, do you use your resources wisely? See, you want the answer to that question without even checking to see if you know what the word resources means. A resource is a source of help or a backup supply of something, or an avenue to find something out. Now, with that definition in mind, do you use your resources wisely? I'm a plethora of information, and I'm willing to share with all you motherfuckers. You see my videos. I fucking wait for you to call in, but you won't. Because I don't know, you don't like how I talk to motherfuckers that call in. I'm talking to whoever the fuck call in the way they call in. If you call in like a little punk, I'm talking to you like that. Period. Don't be mad at me because I call it like I see it. You know, you guys got to understand, I'm willing to share shit with you. But, now, and this is a hell of a but, do you utilize or scrutinize this valuable information? That's the real question. Who would have thought after all these goddamn years, my shit, some of my other shit, would take off of me? Hold on for a second. Let me get you 909. I see you kicking it. What's up? What's up, 909? 909-361, you don't have nothing to say or what? All right. Some people just be scared, man. I don't know. I don't know why, but they do. After all this time, you know, I do a lot of different things. This, that, and the other. And what I'm getting ready to say is, I don't know which of the things is going to, like, because everything I think, everything I do, I think is going to make me rich. But I don't know what the fuck is going to make me rich. I just know I'm going to keep doing shit because it all makes money. But who would have thought after all these years that them MP3s would be hitting so hard? Well, I did, obviously. After all, they were the first things that I did that I thought would get, you know, me fat. Even though I didn't get fat, it didn't mean I wouldn't get fat. What? Oh, this is something I'm really asking you, motherfuckers. Hit me. Tell me what? Oh, when is some shit old? Because I believe the truth don't get old. The truth don't even get told differently. See, checking your output of gain is something as important as having hoes. Or women, excuse me. I ain't talking to pimps. I'm talking to dudes. 972, I seen you just pop up. I hope you got a question for us, brother. What's happening?
Now, I really wanted to answer that question for you, bud. It sounded like you already answered it, though. You said when is shit not too old.
Okay.
You still want
what's
it?
Go ahead.
Man, they ain't never too old. You know what I'm saying? It's just like we can't never reinvent the wheel. We just, you know what I'm saying, trying to do some shit that you already did or trying to walk in some steps that another motherfucker already walked in. We can say shit, do it different, or we can do it, put our own little twist on it, but it's still just the same shit, just some old.
Hey, man, I love you, bro, because that's the real deal. You cannot change it, and you better accept it. You know, the sooner that you do, the better off you're going to be. You know, we you know, actually, I ain't really talking about the wheel. I ain't really talking about shit but me. I'm saying these motherfuckers, not these motherfuckers, a couple motherfuckers, but they said the same shit that I've always, one other motherfucker talking about because I be smoking weed and shit. I'm on drugs. I'm a drug addict. You know, you too old to be out here. And I'm just saying, man, I might smoke weed that you can think bad of. That's what you think. But what I'm saying is you can't say shit about what I'm saying. Because all I'm saying is the truth, and it don't never get old, just like you just said, bro, and that's where I'm coming from. You good?
Yeah, we good. You can put me back in. This Ramon, but right. I just wanted to put...
You know, I appreciate you, bro. See, the thing about having game, having real abba-dabba, is you must be calling all shots. You can't be dancing to nobody else's record. All your women got to be in pocket, and, you know, mine ain't. So, you know, I'm going to change up. I don't care that I think it was 20 minutes ago I said I had the best bitches in the fucking world. Woo, woo. They ain't. Well, she ain't. And I ain't tripping about what I thought. The women be in pocket. Your goddamn traps is in pocket. Everything about you is in pocket. You will never have women and need to borrow some money from your goddamn friends And you pimp motherfuckers will never let women have you find a track for them. You know, shit. What's up, 346? I see you there.
Hey, bud, talk your shit, man. You did?
You know,
hey, let me chime in on this real quick, bud. I just want to say, if they don't respect being authentic, then, you know, they're going to end up with a whole bunch of million-dollar talk and a penny finish. You feel me?
Yeah, I feel you.
Authentic
like
never gets old. Hey, hey,
that's
authentic
right.
Never gets old. Because guess what? I'd rather be authentic and catch a bought lesson. You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because if you
yeah.
can learn from it, you can earn from it. There ain't no way around that. See, an active learner is always going to win.
Sound like you laced, bro, sound like you laced with this abadabra, man. I hear you talking, but what you're saying is making sense.
Hey, man, come on, man. Come on, man. Hey, some doing it for real, not for play. You did?
Hey, I can hear it in your voice. I can hear it in what you say. You know, and I love it. I appreciate you, bro.
Hey, well, my last thing is this. I'm a one-man band, and I'm going to stand as long as I can, man. You did?
A one-man bandit that definitely can stand it. Yeah, no?
Stay up.
All right, man. Love you, brother. Thank you. See, man, this is another reason. I say this shit, but I don't really give a fuck what some motherfuckers say. Because niggas like that is out there hearing me. Niggas that's real in some time, like this nigga. Man, let me chime in and let this nigga know. There's real motherfuckers out here. They hearing this shit. And that's why I keep doing it. Because even the three motherfuckers out of 3,000 hear it. I didn't really hit a home run. Shit. Motherfucking War Robe is straight. Jewel straight. Car straight. Nigga fully coughed. Got abadabra cute friends who respect the fuck out of me. And I got fakers who hate the fuck out of me. And I got the police who admire the fuck out of me because this nigga been about it all this time. I've been seeing this nigga up and down the street all these years. Ain't even had a chance to pull this nigga over. You know, they admire me. And I know he doing some slick. If you check yes on all of these motherfucking things I just mentioned, you have 1/4 of what the fuck you need to roll properly. But you got the means to get the rest. That's what's so dope. Man, age is something. I guess it has its good points. It more than likely has some bad points, as does everything else in life. I'm on the good side of shit most times. But there are times when the bad side of it gets me too, you know. So I drove to the Bay Area a couple of weekends ago, and I came right back. This got something to do with being old. I'm telling you, my body was sore as fuck from driving straight like that. I remember I could do that in 2 days, maybe 3 times. Drive down there, get to this, and when I get back, motherfucking hope that was there called, say she ready. Goddamn, I got to go back, get that bitch. And the same motherfucking thing happened again. So when this little business came up, I felt I could just do a turnaround as I've done many times in the past. But I was feeling it. And that next morning, I woke up to that same back pain that I had while I was driving, thinking it was going to be cool. So I had to exercise my elbow. That mean I had to have some drinks. And I got a little rest. But what I'm saying is, this back pain, you know, at 9 a.m. in the motherfucking morning, I'm still having it. This is like two weeks or 3 weeks later. I got hella shit to do. I haven't moved everything. You know, so I'm in this joint still, but I'm moving everything to the other joint. And I'm just moving shit that I could put in the car and take over there. But then, you know, I got to load it in the car and I got to take it into the other place. That shit be wearing me out. So I guess if I was younger, that fucking shit would be wearing me out. But, you know, it's just a thing to me. So like I say, I'm going to bend my elbow when I have to or when I need to. 216, what's up?
But top of it. Hey, listen, I've heard a lot of people say that pimping is a young man's game, you know, and I don't completely agree with that. I've heard it said the other way, too, that sometimes it's better if you're, you know, a little bit more older and mature, you might be able to make wiser decisions. What do you think about that?
Man, I mean, it could be true, could not be true, man. It ain't no young man's game, but the young man got way better action and longevity at it than an older man, but the older man been in it for I don't know how long. So, you know, that's all trick questions. You know, pivot is pivot. Whether you 16, right. Whether you 66, if you on top of it, you both going to be looking the same. Even that little 16-year-old motherfucker, he might not be looking like this sophisticated-ass 66-year-old motherfucker, but they're going to be doing the same thing because they both pivot. And they both gonna be buying shit, doing shit for bitches, and having it their way. So, you know, what's too old? What's too young?
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I know exactly what you're saying, but for sure, I got it.
All right, man. Much love.
Always.
See,
yep.
I got hella shit to do, and I think tonight might be a cognac night. Usually I would have my Jose Gold. But I know there's a shortage of good info on the etiquette of a motherfucker with this abba-dabba cue. My book, my Rosewood's American Pimp audio book, will show you how I use my principles and the boundaries I developed on what I would and would not do. And it all helped me become the nigga you know now. Hey, 256, I see you. What's going on?
Hey, what's happening, Rosebud? This is Dylan from SWU.
Okay, who is this?
Dylan.
Dylan, what's up, Dylan?
Man, what's happening, play? You looking good in that red shirt. I see you.
All right, man. What's happening?
Hey, man, I just wanted to say what you're talking about was too old, man. I think there is no such thing as long as it's, you know, what's in your mind is what you're capable of, you know. Like you, for example, you out here.
It ain't no such thing, Dylan. You a young man. Think how long you got to live. And this shit you learned, you're going to be still using it like it's new. Watch and see. Watch and see 7 years, 8 years from now. You're going to still see that you using the principles that you learned about think and do it because you ain't wrong. Because you don't be wrong. You haven't been wrong yet, have you?
No, I haven't been wrong, no.
No, I'm serious, man. Tell me something. Tell me yes if it's yes is the answer. But what I'm saying is you've been practicing that think and do it principle, haven't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You haven't been wrong yet, have you?
If I'm wrong, I understand why I'm wrong, and I can, you know, analyze
quit running,
it, break it down.
Quit running, man. Have you been wrong or not?
No.
That's right. So what I'm saying is this. 10 years from now, just remember this conversation or recall it. And ask yourself this same question. This shit about think and do it, which you learned 10 years ago, is right today. Is it old? Do you think it's going to get old? No, it's not. But when you learned it, it was brand motherfucking new. And it was already 300 or 400 years old. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm. People talk crazy and don't realize what they're saying. Dylan, love you, man. I know you still down. I see you be be hitting me every now and then.
Yes, sir. Good to talk to you. Be easy.
Cool, man. So you guys, my thing is, if you don't know what your boundaries are, what the etiquette is for what you're doing, most people with this abba-dabba have a particular etiquette. Sometimes you got to search for information to clarify things for you. Now, when the wind is blowing a certain direction, you got to think like this. It's blowing confidence your way. That's what I'm talking about. You got to believe some shit. How can things happen if you don't believe they will happen? For your confidence to grow, you got to believe that there's a way to make it fucking grow. If it can be from the direction of the wind, so be it. My confidence is ever evolving because I believe in evolution of the mind. As it evolves, so does the benefits of my confidence. Winter is coming and it's going to get cold. And I'd love to have some goddamn cutie pie to cuddle up with on those cold nights. Wouldn't you? I'll get me a few new ones for the winter. Will you? Because I'm confident I will. If you have real confidence, you'd ask yourself, when don't my conversation work? Or what season does it work best in? I'm an all seasons motherfucker. And my combo do not depend on what month it is. Although, you know, I'll be damned if I don't use the weather in my conversation. The thing about winter, it's life for me. I'm in the winter of my life. And I'm all tucked in with this motherfucking abba-dabba I was blessed to have. And I've had the honor of knowing and displaying this fucking abba-dabba cube with some giants and some peons too. I've been on safaris where we didn't hunt birds and butterflies and try to find lost fucking orchids and shit. We hunted lions and tigers and bears because all my partners are big abba-dabba hunters. And the jungles of these many motherfucking tracks were our hunting grounds. These fucking days, all my partners are chilling just like me. We not in rocking chairs, but our hair is gray as fuck. And our pace is a little slower. We still ain't no motherfucker. We still say ain't no motherfucking abba-dabba like the abba-dabba Q, an OG motherfucker guy. Everything is going well in my fucking life. Everything is going well on my site. Everything is going well in my school. Everything is going well for me. Well, I'll take that back. My e-books could cheat. If you motherfuckers would read, I guess they would be better. But my ebooks, they not doing good. And I guess you motherfuckers don't like to read because it surely cannot be the cost. I have ebooks on my site that once you begin reading them, you'll see a totally different side of me, the actual author. Most of the things you read from me are about the life I led. None of my books are about the life in the streets, and I got 21 books. I spoke on my beliefs concerning religion, and some of you don't even know. I wrote a book on religion called Fears, and how each of the five major religions use fear tactics to get you on their team. And the title of my book is Fears, and it's an acronym for False Evidence Appearing Real Syndrome. It explores how religion works on your fear factor to get you to comply with the rules of the religion. The five major religions of the world, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism, Hinduism, and Christianity. Each of these motherfuckers use fear tactics to entice you. No, they use peaceful tactics to entice you into their flocks. But then they use fear tactics to keep you in the flock instead of the love of the particular God you worship. Serenity and peace is not what they're offering. No religion is. Ultimately, no religion is. Theoretically, all religion offers that. Now, why is that? Read my book, Fears, and see that it's not the religion. It's the money-hungry messengers who've turned religious belief into a mockery. 20 years after American Pimp. 20 years. I know we lost Mel Taylor. And I forgot the youngster's name out of New York. Danny Brown, that blues singer. I've seen him and he looked a little sick, ill, but he's still alive and kicking. Magic Wine. I know y'all been seeing this motherfucking ass. He's been on the grind. Fillmore Slim. You might not have seen it, but he's been playing at the blues festivals. Shantae is raising Cane here in Vegas along with my black ass. Sir Captain is down south. I heard he's a landmark mogul. And I heard Charm pass. I'm not sure, so I'm not saying that, but I heard that. And I won't mention his name just in case it's not true, but this motherfucker is a fugitive. Now, Andre Taylor is doing this thing with his on his daily blasts of positive fucking messages. Brad, I don't really know what he's doing. Kenny Red, you know, he's been on the road. He looked like Hercules. I think that nigga got a that nigga ain't playing. When that nigga get ready to work out, he go to his gym. I think he got a big old gym. And a bunch of Hercules motherfuckers go to that nigga's gym. So, you know, what I'm saying is whoever I miss, my bad, I ain't really trying to miss nobody, but as you can see, 20 years has served that cast of motherfuckers well. And what I'm saying is the reason it has, even though we haven't even kept in contact with each other, is because we're the kind of people that was qualified to be in that camp. We qualify it. It don't matter what date it is. So I'm just saying, I'm going to try to get as many of us as, you know, I can get us together just to celebrate that monumental documentary. Because that documentary had an impact on a lot of people's lives. In the lifestyle known as the Abba-Dabba Keep. Dudes in the Abba-Dabba, they are so off the point. For some reason, all of them have interpreted this Abba-Dabba to represent Scarface or that fool in New York, Bumpy, or some kind of gangster shit. Gangster shit is for gangsters and has no place in the Abba-Dabba we live. I know you all will say that I'm soft and couldn't make it in today's streets. I couldn't make it for one reason, is I'm too old. But if I was a youthful pimp, my mentality would be similar to your motherfucking mentality. And what I'm saying is, I wouldn't be going no motherfucking way. I'd be reading posts from youngsters, you know, and I can see that they have what it takes. And I'm going to say this, they got the flavor that I would gravitate to if I was, you know, in a town and wanted to meet a pimp. Then you want to know what's funny? If you see any pictures, any pictures of pimps from my day posing or styling or just talking of taking a pimp flick, you always saw our teeth. Nigga was proud and smiled like a motherfucker. Today, I look at them goddamn pictures of pimps. Some of them suited and booted, and those fools look mad as fuck. What happened to the joy a nigga got from this motherfucking pimping? I'm a big fan of individualism, and I truly believe most other motherfucking people on social media are of the herd mentality. and offer my condolences to y'all. Sad thoughts do not come from most of you who are, you know, conscious thinkers and call yourselves aware. There's a group named itself The Real, and you joined and found that 95% of the members were not real. What would you do? I can answer that for you. You'd hurry and call all your friends and encourage them to join. You're like cattle and sheep. You don't give a goddamn where you're going. You just want to follow the herd. You just want to follow the herd so you don't get lost in the shuffle. The thing is, if the herd you're following is going nowhere, where the fuck are you going? It's okay for a cow or a goddamn sheep not to give a fuck where they're going. But is it the same for humans? Shit. It's okay for a cow or a sheep, but I don't think it's okay for humans. I know it's the same for techno-humans. You prove it to yourself every day on social media sites. Why not break that chain of silliness and start looking for something substantive for you? You don't have to be a man without focus or direction. You don't have to be a woman with a man that gives you doubt and self-pity. None of us must do anything except follow our dreams. What are you dreaming about? Creative people most times don't know how they're creative until something happens to awaken that creativity. And when it does happen, the gates are open and you find your mind is fertile with ideas. You want to fucking have your ideas to be the basis of your newfound fortune you're about to acquire, but just about every time it's not. Does that stop you from coming up with ideas? Don't stop me. I have so many things I've created, it reminds me of how often I came up with wonderful, creative ways to motivate my motherfucking hoes to pay my ass. I remember I told them, look, baby, I don't want no 20s and no 50s. I want all 100s. Now, bitch ain't gonna get all 100s out there. But my business was bringing me 100s. They might have had to get them changed. I don't know what they had to do to get them when they finished working, but they was doing it. But I also made more money when I was doing that. That is something else when it's in you. Because when it's in you, it stays with you, and whatever you do and think, it comes out really late. Just about everything I do or think is because I was blessed to use my mind to its fullest potential in this area of the streets I chose. But it is possible for me in any arena I find myself, I can be me. Now that I'm trying to, you know, make useful items for the public, I get to explore more of my thoughts in regards to being creative. And it just never really stopped for any of us to, you know, really kind of dirty about this shit. I keep getting compliments from people who have downloaded my shit. Whatever it is, the chorus, some tools, whatever. The most common one is eye-opening, to the work that goes into a motherfucking nigga like me thoughts. Of course, all the compliments comment on the 27 rules to become a master motherfucking player. And those rules, they were the rules I lived by. But I'm sure there are many more rules that other players have that I didn't blitz. But the one thing that stands out about the MP3s I have, you know, that you guys have, is like being privy to something so clarifying about what it takes to be real in the life, the game. I have it. You should get some if you dare. Everybody got to go at it Well, everybody got to go at one time or another. So when you're young, you don't really think about how easy life can be taken from you. Even if you've lost friends to the streets, you don't really think about how easy it is. When you are a young person, those things don't actually reflect on your own mortality. It's different for OGs like me, but for different reasons, of course. For motherfuckers like me, birthdays seem to represent that time is 1 year closer, you know, to that. And when we lose our friends, it's a reminder to us about what it is that's in store for us. I'm getting ready, goddammit. If God continues to bless me to see my 70th birthday, I'm going to be a nigga that has gone through a lot of shit in my life. But one time, I didn't believe I would even see my 60th birthday. But thanks to my mother's prayers, you know. And, my mother, she used to always say prayers for me. But thanks to her prayers and the blessings I get from God, I just might make it to that milestone. Because I am a truly blessed man, and I'm fortunate. You all better recognize what your blessings are, and you better understand where they'll be coming from. They're going to directly come from your efforts. I'm living my life to the fullest. And I'm actually enjoying all of these ideas I keep having. I believe my life is being preserved by all this thinking that I got to do every day. I believe a mind is a terrible thing that waits. I just do, don't you? Exposure is a motherfucker. I'm talking about, if you think about it, do any of you really want it? When I do something, I want to do it well. When I start something, I finish it the way it should be done. I learned that from my childhood boxing coach, Archie Moore. He was a light heavyweight champion of the world, and he was known as the Mongoose because I forgot who it was, Floyd Patterson or somebody, was called the Snake. And he beat that motherfucker, and the only motherfucker that could beat the Snake is the Mongoose. So they started calling him the Mongoose. And I believe a lot of the things that were drilled in my head, sometimes pounded in it, were the ideas needed for a firm backbone in a person. And that's what Archie Moore taught us. There's no way any person who fights with me can tell you any different than I'm a stand-up man. If I expect it of you, I expect it of me. And that's why my circle of men friends is a small circle, and I intend to keep it that way. So check in. This is a short video, but it's a powerful video. And I want you guys to know, motherfuckers don't get too old. What they do, or what they might do, is get lazy or too lazy. Then you might have to have something to say to whoever it is that's being lazy. But you'll never have it to say to me. Because I ain't getting lazy. I do this shit too much. I love it. This is really me. This is where my duty lies. All right, I'm gone.